Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Hey, Sam. My name's Adam McKenna. You called and left me a message maybe an hour or two ago.
Oh, hey, Adam. How are you?
Good. How you doing today?
Hey, not too bad. Not too bad. Hey, I'm with the underwriting department over here, and we have your file.
Yeah.
I actually just wanted to go over a couple things with you. Did you have a few minutes right now?
Yeah. Yeah, no problem.
Okay, give me one second. I'm going to pull the file up here. Okay. All right. So you were working with, I believe it was Nicole. Is that right?
Sounds right.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I see you right here. Okay. So it looks like I have you as 50% owner along with Inez.
Yeah, my wife. Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. And how long have you guys been in business?
3.5 years.
3.5 years. All right. Okay. And it looks like, sorry, a lot of what I'm going to be doing right now is just kind of confirming what we have
no
here.
No worries.
All yeah, right.
Go for
it's kind of part of the process. It's almost like a quality sure. control thing to make sure we're all on the same page. All right. So I have your gross sales from 2015 at about $3.1 million. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And do you have any idea what you're tracking for this year?
We'll probably finish around $8
million. Oh, eight. Wow. That's quite a jump.
Yeah.
Nice. What caused that?
We just buying and selling a lot more properties than we did last year.
Just doing larger volume? Okay.
Yeah, we're going to fall short. We were hoping to get 12 this year, but
wow,
we haven't turned as many as we were hoping to. I'm going to go into the year holding some assets that I was hoping to have liquidated by now, but that's all right. Okay. It'll just hit next year.
Yeah, yeah, it just changes the timing on it. What did you guys do? What did you do in 2014?
2014, if I remember right, like 1.6, something like that.
Oh, man, you guys got some good growth going. Nice.
Yeah, that's the need for money, is to be able to keep up with the growth.
Okay, yeah, so I guess that was kind of like the meat of what I was calling for, to get an idea of, you know, just exactly what you were needing here. So let me see. I don't really have an amount or anything on here that shows what you were looking for. Can you kind of give me a rundown of, I guess, what you're looking for and what you were going to be using it for?
Honestly, the more that I can get, the better. Primarily what this capital be used for is working capital in between, you know, when we are essentially in escrow for houses and or mm-hmm. in between putting them on the market. So basically I've got a pretty large chunk of outgoing cash every week. You know, for instance, right now we have 10 construction projects going. So we buy, renovate, and resell houses all under our own umbrella. So like right now I have 10 properties going, 4 on the market, 2 are in escrow. But sometimes that timeline stretches out a little bit. So, I mean, no matter what, you know, I'm spending probably $100,000 to $120,000 a month in, construction cost, overhead, that type of stuff. So in between, you know, it typically takes us 4 to 6 months to turn a house.
Okay.
So looking for working capital to kind of support the peaks and valleys, or I guess support the valleys, you know, while
sure.
we're in escrow or waiting for stuff to hit the market.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Now, are you currently in that situation? I mean, are you looking for funds immediately? What's that look like?
Not necessarily immediately, but I can always put money to work. So, I mean, I'm used to borrowing money at, you know, pretty much higher interest rates. So I'm always looking for, you know, more affordable financing or access to money. So
okay, I got you.
That I'm constantly doing.
Okay. Now, have you done working capital loans before?
I've used Cabbage. Kind of be the same thing, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see that. I see
an
that on here.
Unsecured line with them.
Absolutely. Okay. But and that with that setup, you have you're approved for a total amount that you can pull
them.
Against.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which is the max that they do.
Yeah.
But
sure.
Everybody likes to call our real estate company, or all real estate companies, falls into their high risk type of business, I guess. But
yeah,
guess
sure.
Depending on who I talk to.
Okay. All right. Now, Let me see here. Okay, so basically the way that these work, let me know if this is in line with what you're looking for, right? So I can get you approved. It's usually a percentage of your top-line revenue. So okay. you guys have some strong sales. So usually what I do is get you approved for the largest amount possible and kind of work backwards from there. So it is unsecured cash deposited into the account, and then we set you up on a term with a payback schedule, right?
Right.
So... Mm-hmm. So basically, you know, when I get you approved, these approvals, they're tied directly to the bank account. So they have a pretty short shelf life. So from the time I get you approved to the time that you need the cash, it's usually about a two-week window of where it stays active. Now, okay. If we're in the situation that we're just looking to see kind of like how much is available, but you don't necessarily need it right now, I can get you kind of a tentative approval for a total amount. And mm-hmm. then when the need does come, we can kind of do like a plug and play type thing where we kind of resubmit to get it to get the approval current, and then the funds would be available. So okay. I guess what I want to kind of, you know, try not to do is get an approval for you, but then have it die on time if it's not there. So
I guess I would have to, before I made the decision to access the capital right away, which
yeah.
I certainly have use for it, I pretty much need to know, you know, what I'd be qualified for, what the repayment looks like, what my, you know, overall interest rate and that type of thing looks like before
okay.
I said, okay, yes, let's go ahead and draw it.
Absolutely. Now, okay, so let's say that we're, you know, pretty close to being able to do that and get you an approval with all of the terms, right? So mm-hmm. typically the terms, we have a few different options. They can be anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. So did you have yeah. an idea of what type of term you were looking for? Were you looking for something that's a little on the shorter side to just get you through that valley? Or were you looking to try to stretch it out as long as possible to try to kind of reduce that cash flow strain?
Well, I mean, I'm assuming that if we stretch it out a little bit, Do you guys have prepayment penalties on it, or am I able to pay off the balance at any time I wish?
It's a good question.
How are you guys structured?
Yeah.
So we never really got into, with my discussion with Nicole, she never really got into specifics. It was just kind of, here, send us your info. Let's see where we can get you type thing.
I gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So we have all different types of programs. What I can do mm-hmm. is it sounds like obviously, you know, if we can match you up on a short term that matches when you're going to have revenue come in, you can minimize your interest exposure. But mm-hmm. we can also stretch it out on a longer program to give you the more affordable payments, but give you the option to pay it off early. So no prepayment discounts. What I would do is get you into programs that have a early payment discount.
Mm-hmm. And now, is it the way that your guys' lines work? Is it one time, you know, whatever the amount's approved for, I can pull it out that time, repay it back? Can I borrow against up to that total amount again, or are they individual separate loans each time?
Really, they'll be individual separate loans, but they are renewable.
Okay.
They're renewable.
Okay.
So let's say I get you qualified for $300,000 this time, but you only want $150,000 to start with. The remaining $150,000 would be available to you.
Okay.
But if you did the full $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
Then we would have to
pay back $100,000 of it, you know, and then 6 months down the road, you know, I'm making payments on the remaining $200,000, but I want to borrow another $100,000.
Absolutely.
Am I able to do that? Okay.
Yes. Yes.
And then can you give me an idea of terms and interest rates on these type of things, or is it specific? Do you got to get through the underwriting process?
Yeah. So right now I'm at the onset of that process, so I don't have anything here, but a lot of it will depend on the type of term that we want. So the rates vary within the terms. So, you know,
okay.
obviously different rates for short-term programs as opposed to the longer 3-year programs.
Well, I'm sure all borrowers tell you they want the best interest rate and the best terms. I guess it would be, you know, I'd have to know kind of where you guys are coming in at and then kind of work from there either.
Absolutely. Okay, well, that sounds to me that that's probably the point of the process that we're at. Now that I have
okay.
an idea of what you are looking to do, I can at least go forward on those programs. It usually takes
mm-hmm.
me about 24 to 48 hours to get the actual approval in place. So what I'll do
okay.
is I will go ahead and I'll get an approval. I'll do it for the longest term, and then I will also come back with a few options for what it would look
yeah,
like.
Yeah, that's
if
what
we
I was
going to
say. If you can give me maybe a couple different options.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
And we can go from there.
Yeah, and then we'll see. We'll just kind of, you know, plug and play, see what makes the most sense.
Sounds good.
Okay, all right. So that's where we are. I'm going to go ahead and give the green light to at least push for the approval. What I'll do is I'll give you a call either tomorrow afternoon or Wednesday morning, and I will have some specific details that we can go over.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, excellent.
All right.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye.